Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Mindset Change Monday. Mondays are so crucial to the start of the week for us. And I don't think a lot of us even stop to think how big and important Monday is, because depending on how your Monday start and end is how your week is going to end, right? If you start Monday morning off strong, then hopefully the end of the week should end strong for you. But if you start Monday off sluggish, I don't want to do this, I don't want to be here, it's too much, your whole week might be a little bit too much. So again, happy Mindset Change Monday. Hope all is well. So y'all, first of all, I want to say I hope everybody had a great Easter yesterday. Yesterday was great. I had a pretty great Easter with myself and my family. So today's episode is a little bit different. I want to encourage you to keep fighting for things that you want in your life. But before I do that, I want to acknowledge a scenario. Last year, April 1st, we lost our nephew, my wife's nephew, which is my step-nephew, but he's my nephew, right? I remember him since he was just a kid, and he was 17 years old, and he died in an accident on a quad. And today, we're celebrating 1 year of him being gone. And you know, some people have a way of leaving an imprint, is how I put it, in this world, right? They leave a stain that Clorox can never wash out. And because that individual leave that stain, they're always remembered heavily. And so today is a day of remembrance for him, because he left so much of himself on earth before he passed away. And even after, his kid made an impact on a lot of people. His funeral was packed like a celebrity passed away. It was just unbelievable of how many people he touched throughout his 17 years. And I told myself that if he would have lived another 10 more years, we probably would have had to have two services, because that's how many was at his service. And that was the impact that he left on the world. And so today is going to be a happy but sad day. And me and my family have done the best we can to get through it. We've all celebrated him in a way that we best know how, to keep his memory alive and to keep his spirit alive. And so it's just been one of those things where you never can ever get over the fact of losing someone in your life. It's just the way it works, right? And some of you have probably experienced this, and some of you probably have not experienced it. And so I'm just here to tell you that the experience has been rough, but also it's been a great experience as well, because you learn a lot about a person when they pass away. But anyways, I want to encourage y'all today to keep fighting in this world for things that you want, things that you want to accomplish, things that you want to see change. And I feel like as individuals, we give up really, really fast. We just give up when things get rough, and we don't fight the fight because it seems like it's too heavy. And on Friday, I did a podcast episode called "You Have to Have a Mindset of an Athlete." And if you didn't hear that, go check that out, because it's leading up to what I'm talking about this morning. We have to think like an athlete in order for us to achieve the big things in life and to stay encouraged, because we take a lot of L's, losses in life, and sometimes we lose more than what we actually win. And so we have to be able to fight the battle to say, you know what? I'm dedicated to this. I'm not going to give up. I'm fearless right now because this is something that I want. And you know, people say stuff and it kind of can be sound discouraging. Sometimes when you're really trying, it feels like no one has your back. I remember when I first started doing the podcast, because it's a positive podcast, y'all, and y'all listen and know this. And you get a lot of heat for sometimes trying to be positive, Polly, because people think that your positivity that you speak, your good life rituals are all fake. People believe that you're just fluffing. No one in life can be that happy. If my life sucks, everybody else's life's got to suck. And I'm talking about people who struggle with thinking positive. In my experience of them, they feel like that a person that does live positive and is happy about life is putting on. It's too good to be true. It's fake. What are you hiding behind door number two? But I'm here to tell you, if you keep fighting for a happy life, if you keep fighting for a healthy lifestyle, if you keep fighting to achieve that college degree, if you keep fighting for a struggling marriage, if you keep fighting for the job, the career that you have right now, things will come to fruition sooner or later. But you have to be patient. You can't just throw the towel in and say, you know what? I'm done with this. This is too much for me to carry. Me and my wife had this long conversation this morning. We do devotionals first thing in the morning together. And one of the things that came up this morning was, learn how to give God your struggles, your anxieties, your worries, and your fears. Because learning how to do that is a struggle, right? You're basically handing over your problems, which sounds easy, right? Hey, I'm handling my problems and you take them. But we don't see it that way. But we're talking about, how do you hand over your problems to God and be able to walk away? And the comment she made was that, she says, God, this is too heavy for me to hold, for me to carry, for me to try to make an understanding with. So I'm giving it to you, for you to handle. And when I heard that, it made me think, like, it's a good way to put it, right? So in order for us to be successful, to keep fighting, to keep overcoming adversity, for us to overcome losses, we've got to continue to stay dedicated. And we have to accept everything that comes along with the struggle, because the struggle is real. Whenever you try to get somewhere and accomplish something and try to make something better, you're going to have all these different things coming your way. That's just how it is. But back to my example of me starting a podcast. It's a positive podcast. So people believe that, hey, it's not real. It's not true. You can't be happy and healthy. So Coach James, your podcast is fake. You're putting on. It's not true. Because the things you talk about is not real. Simply can't happen. And rightfully enough, it's discouraging. And it was very discouraging to hear people say things like that. Because in my mind, I wanted to pump the world with positivity and try to decrease some negativity. But negativity is everywhere. It just outrules the world. And so people who try to be positive and are positive kind of get trampled on, because people don't believe in your positive rituals, your healthy lifestyle strategies. They think it's just for play. And it's nothing. And in reality, it is. So if you're struggling this morning and you got a lot going on and you're really trying to get to the finish line and you got people judging you, you got people calling you out, you got people calling you a phony, a fake, an imposter, I'm here to tell you to keep fighting for what you want. Those words should be motivation. You. It's kind of weird for me, because when someone tells me that I can't do something, or I hear negative feedback about what they have to say about me, it's motivation for me. It drives me to keep fighting and to not give up, and to know that, hey, it's a negative, but you know what? I'm going to take the negative spin and put my positivity on top of it, and I'm going to be fearless. I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm actually going to let it build me up. And that's how I take negative words and judgment, is I use them as fuel for positivity, fuel for motivation, right? I was reading this mantra, and the mantra said that failure is your fuel for the future. So just because you fail one time doesn't mean it's going to be the same outcome the second time around. You just got to keep fighting. You've got to stay motivated. You've got to stay fearless. And you have to be motivated to win. So y'all, I want to keep today's podcast episode kind of short. But let me say this before I close out. The worst risk you could take, or you can make, is you not taking a risk at all. And sometimes we have to risk it all to achieve it all. And that's really where it's at. Hey, I just want to let y'all know that, thank y'all for listening. Today is going to be a short episode. I got to go be with the family today. We're going to celebrate my nephew's 1 year passing today. And so I didn't want to be too long, but I wanted to share some words of wisdom and encourage y'all to keep fighting. Because just like this has been a struggle for myself and my family, losing my nephew, we have not given up yet. We've been through turmoil. We've driven through traffic. We swim through peanut butter. But at the end of swimming through peanut butter, there's going to be water. There's going to be sunshine. You just got to keep fighting. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, whatever platform you on. That way, when you subscribe, you'll be the first one to get an alert, and you'll be able to tap right in. Make sure you leave comments on the podcast. And I don't know if you all noticed, the other day I was playing with the Spotify app and the Apple app, because I leave questions on every podcast just asking you to be engaged. And the questions may be as simple as, do you struggle with this? Do you struggle with that? Yes or no answer, right? But you can leave comments still. But I do that because I want to keep you engaged. So if you go to the podcast episode, you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see the question that it asks. You can click yes or no. And also, it's going to ask you to leave comments. Simple as that. You can answer the question, stay engaged, or you can leave comments. I encourage you to leave comments. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day. Every day, it's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. And if you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting yourself and someone else, please don't hesitate to call 988, which is a suicide hotline prevention. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what this is for y'all. Peace!